Now another entry in our series, Number of the Year, telling the biggest stories of 2013 through numbers. Today, it's 17. That's the number of big, super expensive movies that came out during the past summer movie season, May to July. And by super expensive, we mean they cost around $150 million or more. In some cases, a lot more. But as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, only about 10 of those 17 were solidly profitable.
It's a little like cramming too much candy in your mouth.
Sweet Smurf in heaven, what have you eaten?
Hollywood loves summer, so that's when the studios cram a lot of their big commercial releases into that short window. It wasn't exactly a train wreck, but 17 movies released in just 3 months was way too many.
It seemed like every time you would refresh your browser, you know, there was a new film going down in flames at the box office.
Jeff Bock's browser is often fixed on Hollywood data. He's an analyst with Exhibitor Relations. He says, just look at July of 2013. In 1 month, 8 giant movies came out. Lone Ranger.
We will protect you.
Despicable Me 2. Pacific Rim.
And your fighting skills.
Turbo.
It's terrifying, terrifying, blazing speed.
Red 2. R.I.P.D. Wolverine.
No!
And Smurfs 2.
Theater owners can't hold these films much longer than 3 or 4 weeks. And that's where the problem lies. They don't sustain like 20 years ago when Indiana Jones would play all summer long.
Why did it have to be snakes?
One thing Indiana Jones does have in common with today's blockbusters, it spawned more Indiana Jones. Year in and year out, the movies that do well at the box office are sequels. Think Iron Man 3 and Despicable Me 2.
Okay, that's weird. Why are you here?
Why were there 17 big movies released this summer? Couldn't studios release some of them at another time? Or make fewer movies that cost upwards of $100 million? Not happening, says Doug Kreutz, an analyst with Cowan and Company.
Even if every studio head sits down and says, there's too many big summer movies, they want the other guys to be the ones who make fewer movies. They don't want to be the ones themselves who make fewer movies. Because if you make less movies, then you're essentially making it easier for everybody else because now they have to compete with you.
The blockbuster model, says Kreutz, is still the best way for a studio to clean up.
Probably the biggest misfire this summer was Lone Ranger, right? Disney lost $200 million on it. They still made a pretty good amount of money in their studio this year. Why? Because they made a lot of money in Iron Man and they made a lot of money in Monsters University.
The truth is, I've been riding your coattails since day one.
If you think this summer was bloated with blockbusters, just wait until 2015. There's an Avengers sequel, a Jurassic sequel, Batman vs. Superman, and reboots of Mad Max and Terminator. If destruction's not your thing, there's a Finding Nemo sequel and the Minions movie. DreamWorks hopes to beat the summer of 2015 crowd. They'll be releasing The Penguins of Madagascar in March. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.